Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Hugh Weber is the host of the Potluck Society. You can find the podcast at listen.sdpb.org, or you can download it from your favorite podcast platform. New podcasts available weekly, and Hugh joins us on Thursdays with some highlights. Tuesdays, it's Tuesday. Hi, Hugh Weber. Welcome.
Jumping ahead. It's so great to be with you, Lori.
All right. Tyler Reed from Rapid City. I love this guy, but I don't know nearly enough about him, so I'm so glad that you're bringing him to the potluck today.
You know, I've come to know Tyler over the last couple of years, and what I think I'm most inspired by is that he represents the reality that creativity and the arts can come from literally anywhere. Tyler was a manual laborer. He talks about welding cattle gates. He became a graffiti artist and now actually works for the Rapid City Arts Council. I would love to jump. Go ahead.
Yeah, we met him. He just received a Bush Fellowship as well, so we talked to him not too long ago about that.
He did. He's really into what public spaces and public art spaces can do. You know, I'm sitting in Milbank right now looking out on this beautiful sculpture garden, and I think about what these type of spaces in larger communities like a Sioux Falls or Rapid, but really communities of all size, can look like. Conversations with Tyler, I think, are a funny thing because they get deep so quickly, but even the small talk can ultimately be really meaningful. And so I wanted to share a clip from the very beginning of the conversation. We were kind of easing into it and talking about some travel he has coming up, but he talks a little bit of an idea of the idea of creation versus curation of lifestyles.
Even when I'm not pushing myself to the next, you know, to do something I've never done before, just the process of creating is so empowering. I mean, at the end of the, and this is something I talk about a lot when I talk to young people about what it is about graffiti I like, and it's overarching beyond just murals or whatnot. It's the process of creating. Like, I think that so often, all things in moderation, but so often in our society today, we are about curating an existence through products, through purchasing and emulating things that are advertised to us through commercials. You know, we want to be the guy in the Rolex watch ad, or you know, the guy from the Nike commercial, or the person in the music video, if that's still a thing. I don't know. It was when I was a kid. But at the end of our lives, and I love, you know, a well-marketed product as well. But at the end of our lives, if we go back and we say, you know, what did we do with ourselves? And we just have a long list of things that we owned. We never tested ourselves through that creative process. Creating things helps us kind of center and say, I am here and I built this thing. And that process really solidifies us as people. So whether it's creating a piece of artwork or rebuilding a car engine or whatever it is you do, it's just so important to create, because that really, it solidifies your existence here on Earth.
No small
thing. That's a pretty
heavy small
talk.
Yeah, right? Solidifying our existence here on Earth and testing ourselves through the creative process. This is why I love Tyler Reed right there.
Yeah, and interesting connection right there at the end that I don't even think I heard the first several times of listening to these clips. But the way he draws a linear line between murals and rebuilding car engines, I think, is right. Particularly informative for this region, that creativity doesn't have to look like art on a gallery wall. It can look like the way we rebuild the machines and vehicles around us.
Right. And he's doing art in a very big way. Tell me about his graffiti.
Yeah. So I asked him where the need to create came from, because I think he talked about frustrations. He talked about challenges. You know, he worked in Detroit in manufacturing and welding in Rapid City. To talk a little bit about where that need to create came from, and specifically in some kind of ostentatious or boisterous ways like graffiti. And his answer really kind of surprised me.
You know, I used to be a pretty quiet person, very, very reserved, and I had a hard time expressing myself. And I always had a yearning, a desire to interact with people and and to express myself without necessarily being there, being the body and the voice that's doing that physically. And so I was always looking for ways to interact or to communicate to people without being there. And that's always been kind of the lead, the motivator to create for me. But beyond that, as far as graffiti being the thing that clicked in, and it just had all the things I was looking for. I liked the art form itself. I liked the mystery and the enigma of it all. And I liked, the final product. Graffiti art is part performance art and part visual. And whether or not you're actually there for the performance, when you leave that space, somebody's going to come along and they're going to see a, 8 foot by 20 foot work of art and say, wow, somebody was here in this space and left this behind. And they start to wonder, why did they select this wall? What was it like to put this piece up? What happened to them while they were here working on this wall? Or maybe it catches them by surprise, maybe it's up on a rooftop or whatnot. So, there was just so much there.
It was this discussion of performance art, but also this idea that this is an introvert that was looking for a way to express, that made me think of so many talented creatives. I think we think of creativity as this extroverted exercise, but I think of great writers, including yourself, that are naturally introverts, but still want that place to express themselves. And I thought it was pretty rich because I never thought of a graffiti artist necessarily as an introvert.
Right. Exactly. And now he has this role not only with the Bush Fellowship, but with Rapid City Arts Council.
Yeah, he's really made this transition from the street and having had a really significant role in creating and expanding Art Alley and being through his handle Siamese, building the street culture in Rapid City, to a facilitator of the arts from his role at the Arts Council itself. I thought it was interesting how his kind of the benefits he sees have transitioned and the benefits that he now finds in his work.
I spent a lot of time with art on a personal level, trying to express myself and to communicate who I was to people. And once I started to transition into a role of facilitating art for others, it became more of a support system. It became a bigger thing than just myself. And I found that the more that I supported other people in their work in whatever way I could, I received that support back. And so it was much more rewarding personally, but it felt good to know that the footprint I was leaving was beyond Siamese, my graffiti name. It was beyond one individual. At first I thought, well, I want to leave behind a legacy for my daughters, so that when they get older, they'll be able to say, my dad was this person. And now I look at it more as an opportunity where I actually want to really change the fabric of the community that they live in, so that they can feel that effect, rather than just, my dad was here, but my dad made things better.
It's a rich place to be when I think a creative transitions from self-validation to real community improvement. And that's even over the last couple of years of knowing and working with Tyler through the Oda organization, and now watching him in his Bush Fellowship, that transition certainly it will never be fully complete, but I think he's realizing the bigger impact that he can have in Rapid and the region at large.
You know, Hugh, we were just talking with poet Patrick Hicks about that transition from writing poetry to yourself to learning that a poem is a gift to the reader, and that maturity that an artist has. And Tyler's taking that same journey and then also bringing in the notion that you have a community to improve, not just a legacy to leave for a few people in your close family. That's remarkable stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is. Tyler is indeed a gift, I think, to anyone that he encounters, and it's a real privilege to be able to share his voice with you.
And we hear these stories. You bring us these stories all the time as well, with these individuals who are doing just the exact same thing, only with a different slant, a different point of view, but sort of the same idea, just looking around at their community and saying, what can I do? What needs to be done? And where do I fit into it?
Well, I think, you know, I spent last night in Fargo screening the Yoda film, and I think that's true of this region in general. I think that there's a certain cultural inertia that tries to keep us flat or keep us small or keep us contained and humble. And I think that what we're seeing is there's so much possibility in this region, and sparking that and encouraging and creating a context for that in the big communities or the smallest of towns will have benefits for all of us.
Yeah. Something to celebrate every week. The Potluck Society is a podcast. You can hear full episodes of that sort of expand on the conversations that Hugh and I have every week. Just go to listen.sdpb.org to find the podcast there. Or maybe even easier, get out your smartphone or your device and go to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Potluck Society or Hugh Weber, and you'll find it there. Subscribe, download, and listen. Hugh, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon.